actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Hey everyone, it's your host, Tom TJ Holly, joined here once again by Neil. Neil, how was your weekend at home?
It was good until my basketball team lost.
And then it
got a lot worse.
That always happens. Apologies for no videos this week. Neil was at home. I was coming home from Radagast Sunday night, so you know, wasn't going to make a video then. And then we are actually recording this from Los Angeles.
I was going to say, you didn't ask me if I've ever been to Southern California. My answer was going to change.
Damn it. For the one time we could have really worked that bit. Yes, we are coming to you from the Amex. No, just kidding. We're actually on separate trips to LA together. We just happen to leave on the same day and are coming back on the same day, but we're not going out there for the same reason or hanging out with the same people.
I know, very, very strange.
Very interesting stuff as roommates. But it is the Amex week, and this is, again, feels like one of those non-elevated events that could be pretty good. Neil, DFW or FW for the people at home? That means basically don't like or do like. The PG version is don't vibe with or vibe with singular tournaments with multiple golf courses.
Singular tournaments with multiple golf courses. Wait, they're playing on the same course for the same different courses for the same event?
Yes.
Really?
There's three.
So it'd be
courses.
Like if you played on like Bethpage Green, Red.
Yes.
Like at the same time.
Except they're all at separate places. So the La Quinta, the Stadium West, and the Nicklaus.
Oh, that's too much.
I disagree. I hate it. I personally hate it.
Yeah, that's too much.
The one exception being the Pebble Beach Pro Am, because those three courses are, you know, MCC, Spanish Hills, and Pebble. You know, three random throwaways in south of California doesn't do anything for me. I feel like you don't get to watch anybody. Everything feels discombobulated, you know, different conditions, different days. Talk about imagine how angry Patrick Reed was when not only was the draw affecting how scores would go, he would also have to play on different courses on different days.
Right.
I mean, you know what? I stand with him on that one. I don't know if he ever made that argument, but I bet he did at some point to somebody. So I'm going to just piggyback on it. And I don't like it at all.
It's a weird one. That doesn't feel like how a multi-day event should operate.
No, I don't also care for this tournament that much.
Well, clearly.
I don't like big banks.
You don't like the revolving or the moving?
I don't like revolving tournaments. I don't like golf courses set up in the middle of deserts, even though California just got the most rain it's ever gotten.
Ton of rain.
That's not going to happen again for 10 years, but that... Ooh, our buzzer just went off. That's, you know,
I think they can save that, right? They have aqueducts out there. Like, I hope that they can, you know, save that water.
I'm sure there's a way for them to save it. But if we are going to need to save that water, I don't think it should go to the PGA Tour West.
Also true.
Anyway, we have a really good bit after commercial. It's related to big banking. And I'm going to save it for then. So we're back from commercial. Once again, we're on the road this week in Los Angeles, but on separate trips for separate things. And we are not at the Amex. But, you know, this week, obviously, the Amex sponsors it. And we thought, you know, who in the field is most like certain credit cards? So as, you know, young professionals, young men, you're starting our credit journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've gone through our ringers on credit card research. And
I'm still trying to find the right one for me, truthfully.
I think I'm pretty locked in at this point.
Yeah.
Until I can make the big jump to, like, a...
Not fancy.
A nice one.
Yeah.
I think I'm in a good location. I could use a little bit better rewards miles on my Capital One.
I could too.
I'll say that. I don't love... I'm spending a lot of money right now. Not to brag. But I would like the miles to be adding up quicker.
I agree. I get no miles.
Because I'm trying to use those miles.
Of course.
Anyway. The first one, Chase Bank. I put Sam Burns. We're only picking from people playing in the tournament this week. So I picked Sam... Seems really solid, but I don't know much about Chase. I don't know much about Sam. I just know that he's won a lot in the last few years. Chase seems to have a good head on its shoulders.
Respectable,
but quiet. You know, maybe a little under the radar. You don't. Chase, they don't really do those big fancy commercials.
They don't.
Their commercial is like that one guy in a Chase bank, and it's like a coffee shop. He's like, "What if this was your bank?"
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
That's how forgettable they are. I'll do this one because you're a Discover card as well,
personally. I am.
But I'm a Capital One man,
right?
And that's Xander for me. Capital One is a good credit card, but it's never gonna make that jump.
Do you equate Xander at all to Samuel L. Jackson?
No, not
as
even.
As he is their main spokesperson. Well, or Jennifer Garner,
Jennifer
perhaps.
Gardner, yes. I like Jennifer Garner. She's good, but now she's a credit card actress.
Right.
Xander's really good. I have nothing against him. He hasn't won anything of note. Well, he won a gold medal, but like, who cares? So that's kind of where I see Capital One slotting in. And also, this is where my rewards... I'm not flying to Southie. That's where I would like my rewards miles to pop up a little bit more. I would like him to make that jump. I'd like to be able to pay for a trip to Ireland with just my rewards miles, you know? Mm-hmm. Neil, you take the next one.
I am a Discover man, so I'm glad that Tom gave me this platform. However, he picked Tom Kim, so I'd like to hear his reasoning.
Well, I'm a Discover man as well.
You are too?
Of course. And so is every young
every college person. Student. Yes,
that's
they do
my,
that.
That's my reasoning. It's a really good credit card. They give you good rewards if you get good grades.
Decent
reward system. The cash back is great.
Yeah, cash back's nice.
That's where I see Tom Kim. It came out of the gun hot. You know, this is where you start. Not everyone starts with two wins, but you know, not everyone has good credit off the bat. Not everyone gets good grades. Not everyone uses their credit cards wisely. That's where I see Discover and Tom Kim kind of lining up there.
Sure. Yeah.
You want the next one?
Next, we come to the elitist one. Yeah, American Express themselves.
Yes.
And Patrick Cantlay.
This is where I think, you know, that's where hopefully my next card will be. You know,
right.
Some
of
my friends
that's
who work
all.
Some of my friends who work in finance already have the company one. I want that sound to hit the table. Mm. You know, when I wear a Hugo Boss sweater to my golf tournament.
I think guys did that at the range on purpose, just to have
course.
It drop. You know, they'd be like, they just drop it right there next to the register.
Those guys are just comebacks. I didn't like those guys. Usually those guys are not nice people when they drop their black Amex or silver Amex on the counter. Like, I get it, dude. This is an $8 bucket of golf balls. Relax.
Take it.
Relax. This one, I don't really know about this next one here.
This is a tough one.
City's just kind of a mid card.
Sponsored by New York Mets, and that's about all I know about
City,
truthfully.
They seem to run the city of New York, which is like a thing that people like, New York, but I don't get a lot of value from them, personally. Ricky Fowler. People seem to like it. I don't get a lot of value from it. He used to do more for me. Not that City ever did more for me, but
true.
That's really it. Do you have a MasterCard?
I do not have
a MasterCard. Your debit is not a MasterCard?
It is not.
My debit is a MasterCard. Really? Yeah. Justin Rose is in the tournament. He's obviously sponsored by MasterCard, but he's too European for that for me. I put Scottie Scheffler down for this one. Reliable, kind of plain.
Quality.
I don't have any complaints about my MasterCard experience.
Didn't they have those cool... Those commercials were pretty good, right?
Something
was priceless, you know, they're like this and that. You know, this costs as much. Those were nice.
Those were good commercials.
Those were heartwarming,
yeah.
Usually.
Speaking of European Barclays, Philly, what used to be a Barclays... I don't know if he still is a Barclays, guys, but I don't know if that was because of Liv or because of the insider trading. John Rahm I put for this one for no other reason other than that he's European.
Yeah, sure.
So... Remember when they sponsored the Premier League? Do they still sponsor the Premier League?
They do.
I like that. Visa? You have a Visa.
I do have a Visa. Well, can you help us out, listeners? We're not sure if like Visa does multiple cards or if they have their own card. It's kind of confusing. Or they might do both.
Well, so MasterCard, I don't...
I was going to say, you have a MasterCard, but you don't?
No, I have...
It's on your debit card, though.
They are just the medium. They're the third party that orchestrates my debit card.
Ah.
Which is what Visa comes in as.
Yeah,
well.
I guess that's what Visa does. But yeah, so Tony Finau. That's a good selection. I like that for Visa. Nobody's going to, you know, argue with Visa.
I couldn't explain this one. We just didn't really know anyone who had a Visa other than Neil, and we couldn't really think of any describers for it. So Tony was just last on the list. And then, Neely, this was yours.
I nominated Cam Young to be my Bank of America guy. I'm a Bank of America guy. I wanted him with me. Yeah, just a good all-American guy. He's, you know, metro area guy. So, it felt right. Felt right to me.
I'd like to give a special shout-out to anyone who might work at Bank of America.
Right, of course.
I doubt she's listening. But if she is, then she'll really appreciate that. And, you know, this episode only takes 10 minutes. Their schedule's really busy. I know I'm in LA right now. I don't know where I'm headed with this. But I hope it's a great tournament.
Anything about the anything else about the tournament?
I think Sahith is going to win. I think this is where he breaks through.
We didn't even put him
on the list. Well, I think he's...
Dark Horse.
If I had to think of a bank for Sahith, it would be... Deutsch.
All right.
No. UBS.
Okay.
No. Rogers? Rogers isn't a bank.
They do cell phone service, don't they? Yeah, they do.
Okay, then maybe...
Like Canadian Verizon.
M&T Bank.
There we go.
That's my bank.
There you go.
I like them.
They're like taking over. They keep seeing M&T banks. They keep popping up now.
You know what? That's a good... They keep merging and acquiring, but they're not the winners yet. That's where I'm putting Sahith.
All right.
Have a great week, everybody.
Come around, round, wanna hit the top.
Ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud.
Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the
ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Tweet, tweet.
I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go and say, hey.
Ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Hey. You wanna play with the pros now?
Hey.
You gotta hit it in the hole now?
Hey.
You wanna reach that top, yeah?